Well, God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for responding with a miracle seed, and I pray that you have been blessed by the word that God gave me to you and the word that you've got a chance to listen to that I have emailed to you. Prepare your heart, prepare your mind, prepare your soul, because the prophets are going to be coming forth to give you the word of the Lord. It is truly an honor and a privilege, and I cannot even express how grateful I am to your obedience. You know, there's something about obedience that brings forth the miraculous. There is something when we move in faith, something begins to happen on our behalf. When we heed the word of the Lord and we move in faith, because number one, obedience is the only way God can guarantee our outcome. Number two, you have the right to everything that you've obeyed. And number three, obedience is an action and not a confession. But number four, God will never get involved with disobedience except through repentance. Your act of obedience will cause you to come on the winning side, and you're going to see change that is going to be visiting thee for the next year and a half. And God is going to bring good things and large quantities into your life, and he's going to touch an area of your life that you're going to have a chance to become a winner out of that. Change is about to visit thee for the better. And you're going to see that for the next 18 months, God says, I bring presence unto thee. God says that he's going to even begin to increase you financially. Oh, get ready for checks and money to start showing up for thee. And also, the Lord says, you're going to grow and you're going to learn. You're going to obtain higher things of the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord says, whatever you put your hands to, he says he'll bless it. So as you listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to come into your season of an awesome and a mighty breakthrough. Prepare, because change is about to visit thee. And you will see that the Spirit will bring many opportunities your way. And you're going to grow, you're going to increase, and you're going to prosper. And you're going to see doors of success that shall swing wide open unto thee. Oh, Father says, I got good things that I'm bringing your way, and you're going to benefit from that. Well, you've listened to the word that God gave me concerning you. Now, I want you to begin to relax and listen to the word of the Lord that the prophets will now speak into your life. The Lord says to thee once again, get ready for some remarkable breakthroughs to show up for thee. He's even going to touch your home, and you will know that this is the Lord that has done this thing. It is the Lord that has done this thing, and he's done it out of your obedience. Prepare your heart, prepare your soul for a major breakthrough. I prophesy, and I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that favor will come unto thee. I prophesy a new anointing over your life. I prophesy mastery over your life. Thank you, and God bless. This is Prophet Berrien. Peace. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. God bless.
Prophetess Bradford.
God bless you, Prophetess Bradford. I hear the word of the Lord saying that you're going to be like newness all around you. For I'm hearing God says something about a new wardrobe, a new walk, a new talk. And God says for you to prepare yourself, because there's much that you are going to be doing. I'm hearing God says that there's a elevation, there's an anointing of power over your life. And God says for you to prepare yourself for where you are going and where he's sending you. And that is the word of the Lord. God bless you, Prophet Bradford. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there's change all around you. God is saying that there's a newness that's going to come upon you. God is saying for you to watch out for, like, in the next 18 months, God is saying that he's going to be pouring out many, many blessings and many miracles and many unexpected things for you. And God is saying that there's a different career or a different journey that you're going to begin, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Bradford. I just hear God saying that this is a time that travel is going to be your portion. I see God bringing you to the forefront. God is going to begin to use you in a great way in the area of ministry. And I see God beginning to show you the voice that he's given to you to speak on behalf of him, his word, that will bring forth a greater glory to him and even bring forth glory in your life. And that is the word of the Lord.
Prophetess Bradford, I concur with the prophets. The Lord has been bragging on you, even as your name is Bradford. And God is going to showcase your talents, and there is coming a new level of anointing, a more accurate word, more profound ministering, saith the Spirit of Truth. You are going places. You are going high up and over the top, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Bradford. I hear the word of the Lord say expansion and exposure. For Father God says you are the student of recognition. And I hear Father God saying this is the season we're going to write it down and make it plain. I hear Father God saying publishing. And I just hear Father God calling you overseas. So prepare your passport for travel, for business as well as pleasure. And that is the word of the Lord.